Chapter 7, An Introduction to English Pronunciation. Spoken words have always precedence over the written words. Bloomfield says, we write the spoken word, the written or the printed word in but a symbol of the spoken word. Inverted comma close. Ballard points out, speech training should have precedence over learning to read, in point of time as well as in point of importance. Inverted comma close. For cultivating good speech habit, attention must be paid to pronunciation because it is the root of good speech. For effective teaching of English pronunciation, the teacher must be acquainted with the fundamentals of English pronunciation. Heading: Standard Indian Pronunciation of English. At present, there are as many different kinds of English as there are speakers on it. The standard pronunciation of English is thought to be the received pronunciation. It is the sort of English used by educated native speakers in Southeast England. In India, English pronunciation is marked by regionalism, regionalism. V.K. Gokak says, our pupils are indeed many of their teachers speak English as if it were Hindi, Bengali, Marathi or Tamil. Our regional speech habits have absorbed spoken English and regionalized it. The examples of such regionalized English pronunciation are: a Punjabi boy will pronounce school as sakool. South Indians, Biharis and people of East UP pronounce M and S as am, yan, yas. Rajasthanis and Gujarati will pronounce C as she. Such regionalized pronunciation should be replaced by a standard Indian pronunciation because good pronunciation is a hallmark of culture, as quoted by Menon and Patel. According to C.S. Bhandari and others, inverted comma open, the aim and be understood by a Tamil. The aim in a country like India must be for a Bengali speaker, for example, to understand and be understood by a Tamil speaker or a Punjabi or an Assamese. Not only must this intelligibility exist within the country, but the Indian speaker of English must be able to understand and makes himself understood by English speakers from other parts of the world. Inverted comma close. The received pronunciation cannot be our aim because first, the aim of teaching English have totally changed. Second, it cannot serve the interest of a large majority of people who are learning English as a foreign and second language. E.V. Gattenby has said, inverted comma open, setting an English standard of English would have a good deal of time in teaching and learning the language, inverted comma close. So, a standard Indian pronunciation of English should be established. How this can be done is clearly pointed out by V.K. Gokak. Inverted comma open. There is an educated Indian pronunciation of English. The best speakers of English in each of our states use it. We have to tape record and study the sounds and speech habits of educated Indians in every walk of life of the best lawyers, judges, businessmen, political leaders, and professors. In order to define the features of educated pronunciation, this can be our working standard, inverted comma close. Heading, what is pronunciation? Inverted comma open. Pronunciation is the use of a sound system. Stress, rhythm, intonation, fluency, and pause in speaking. Inverted comma close. Before knowing about all these in the construct of English pronunciation, we shall come to know briefly about speech organs. It will help in understanding English pronunciation better. Heading, the speech organs. We speak with the air from the lungs. This air released by the lungs interferes with its passage in various ways and at different places. In this way, sound is produced. The parts of the throat, mouth, and nose, which are important in English pronunciation, are shown in Figure 7.1. The description of the speech organs is as follows. First, vocal cords. Larynx, L-A-R-Y-N-X, is the first point where there is possibility of modification of air stream. It contains vocal cords, which are two small bonds of elastic tissue. The gap between them is called glottis. G-L-O-T-T-I-S. The inner edges of the vocal cords can move towards each other. When air passes from open glottis, voiceless sound is produced. Voice sound is produced when the vocal cords are brought together. Second, the palate. P-A-L-A-T-E. The roof of the mouth is formed by the palate. It has three parts. A. Alveolar rios. A-L-V-E-O-L-A-R R-I-O-G-E. B. Hard palate. And C. Soft palate. The soft palate can move and can be raised so that it makes a firm contact with the back wall of pharynx. This stops the breath from going up into the nose. Apart from this important function of the soft palate, the whole of the palate is used by the tongue to interfere with the air stream. Third, the teeth. Two upper front teeth are used in English. The lower front teeth are not important except that if they are missing, certain sounds as S and Z will be difficult to make. Fourth, the tongue. It is the main articulating and most important of the organs of speech. By shaping the tongue differently, by raised or lowering different parts of it, we can modify the air passage and produce many different sounds. The four parts of tongue are shown in. 5. The lips. Lastly, there are upper and lower lips. They can take up various different positions. Some of them are shown in figure 7.5. English sound system. Letters and sounds must not be mixed up. Sounds are spoken and letters are written. Although letters remind us of corresponding sounds, but they cannot make us pronounce sounds which we do not know. In English, there are 26 letters but 45 sounds. As a result, spelling of words does not guide pronunciations, as the letters I, U, O, E, and A in city, busy, woman, pretty, village, stand for same vowel sound which is in sit. Moreover, in English, there are some silent letters. Therefore, there is an alphabet or symbol for each 45 sounds of 26 letters. These alphabets or symbols are called phonetic alphabets or phonetic symbols. These symbols alone present exact sound for pronunciation. The International Phonetic Association, IPA, has given these symbols. Heading: Sounds of English and Phonetic Symbols. The sound of English can be divided into two. First, vowel sound, and second, consonant sound. Heading: Vowel sound and their phonetic symbols. P. Christopherson, C. H. R. I. S. T. O. P. H. E. R. S. O. N. has defined vowel as: vowels then may be defined as voiced sound in the production of which there is no obstruction partial or complete of their air passage, inverted comma close. It means when there is no closure of the air passage by various speech organs, partial or complete, the result will be a vowel sound. Although there are only 5 vowels, A, E, I, O, U, there are 21 vowel sounds. These vowel sounds are divided into two. First, pure vowel sounds or vocoids. Second, diphthongs or condoids, D, I, P, T, H, O, N, G, S, diphthongs, or contoids, C-O-N-T-O-I-D-S. First, pure vowel sound. When each sound consists of a single vowel sound, it is called pure vowel sound. There are 12 in number. The phonetic symbols of the sounds, words are words of example, and their phonetic transcriptions are as follow. The use of colon with the vowel sounds shows that they are longer than others. The position of various speech organs in giving pure vowel sounds are presented. These pure vowel sounds are classified in the following manner. First, type of classification. Open, half open, close and half close according to the height of the tongue. Second, type of classification. Front, central and back according to the part of the tongue raised. Third, type of classification. Rounded, neutral and spread according to the position of the lips. Fourth, type of classification. Tense and lax according to the condition of the muscles of speech organs. Second, diphthongs, D-I-P-T-H-O-N-G-S. The word diphthongs came from Greek and means double sound. It is combination of two vowel sounds pronounced as a single syllable. Each sound starts on one of the vowel sound and finishes on another. It is a glide from one vowel to another. Diphthongs are also called impure vowel sounds because they do not have the purity of one sound only. There are 9 in numbers. The phonetic symbols of diphthongs, words of example, and their phonetic transcription are as follow. Diphthongs are of two types, first closing and second centering. A diphthong is called a closing diphthong when the movement is towards the closer position of the tongue, as E-I-O-U-A-U. A centering diphthong is when the movement is towards the center of the tongue. Constant sound and their phonetic symbols. P. Chesterton have defined a consonant as: a consonant may thus be defined as a sound in which the movement of air from the lungs is obstructed as a result of narrowing or a complete closure of air passage, inverted comma close. There are two types of consonant sounds. First, consonant sounds, and second, consonant cluster, C-L-U-S-T-E-R-S. First heading, according to place of obstruction. A. Bilabial sounds formed at the two lips. B. Labiodental sounds formed by the lower lip and upper teeth, example F, V. C. Dental sounds formed by the lips of tongue and upper teeth, example theta, sigma. D. Alveolar, A-L-V-O-V-E-O-L-A-R, sounds formed by the tip of the tongue and the teeth ridge, example T, D, N, S, R, Z. E. Palatoalveolar, sounds formed by the blade of the tongue and the back of alveolar, example 3, T, D, 3. F. Palatal, sounds formed by the back of the tongue and the hard palate, example Z. G. Velar, sounds formed by the back of the tongue and the soft palate, example K, E, H. Glottal, G, L, O, double T, A, L, sounds formed at glottis, example H. Second heading, according to the nature of obstruction. A. Plosives, P-L-O-S-I-V-E-S, sounds produced by a complete closure of the air passage and sudden release of air, example P, B, T, K, G. B. Nasals, N-A-S-A-L-S, sounds formed by a complete closure in mouth while the nasal passage is open, example M, N. D. C. Fricatives, F-R-I-C-A-T-I-V-E-S, sounds produced by closing the mouth passage partially while the air passes through it with audible friction, as F, V, theta, R, S, F, 3. D. Africats, AFFRICATES, sounds formed by closing the air passages completely and releasing the air slowly as D3. E, lateral, sounds formed when the air passage is partially obstructed by the tongue at the center of the mouth and the air is free to pass round one or both sides as L. F, semi-vowel, sounds formed when the mouth passage is partially closed to let the air pass through it with very little audible friction as W, J. Third heading, according to the position of vocal cords, a voiced sounds produced by the vibration of vocal cords as B, D, G, V, Z, 3, M, N, L, R, W, J. B, voiceless, sounds produced by drawing the vocal cords across the letting the air pass freely without the vibration as P, T, K, F, S, H. Third, consonant clusters. Almost in every language there are consonant clusters. When one sound is given for two consonants, it is a consonant cluster. In Hindi, when we write Puspa, Kaksha, School, the sounds of the half letter merges M-E-R-G-E-S in full sound of the other. In English, there are 38 consonant clusters which are as follow. The list of cluster sound and example is given below. PR as press, prose. TR, tray, try. FR, fry, free. GR, ground, grew. DR, draw, dry. KR, crow, cry. OR, throw, throw. BR, bread, brain. SR, shrink, shriek. ST, still, stone. SP, spoil, spin. SM, small, smoke. SK, skin, sky. SN, snail, snow. SL, slow, sleep. PL, plea, play. KL, close, clone. BL, black, blue. FL, fly, flow. GL, glass, glow. DW, dwell, dwarf. KW, quick, quack. TW, twin, 12. SW, swin, swan. WH, what, where. HW, dwarf. THWARTS. FY, few. KY, cute, Q. MY, mute. BY, bureau. PY, pure. VY, view. HY, human. STR, stray. SKR, script. SPR, spray. SPL, split. SKW, squint. SQUINT, squint. Pronouncing each sound correctly is not sufficient. When we speak, we do not speak in single word, but in groups of words spoken continuously. There is called stream of speech. It includes first stress, second rhythm, third intonation, fourth fluency, and fifth pause, P-A-U-S-E. For knowing about pronunciation completely, we shall come to know about these one by one. First heading, stress. Stress is a vital element incorrect pronunciation and a great attention to it is essential. According to P. Christopherson, a characteristic feature of English compared with many African languages is the use of stress. Stress means emphasis. If we make a sound with more energy, the sound will come out with force. If we make a sound with less energy, the sound will come out with less force. This indicates that there are degrees of stress. The degree of force with which sound or a syllable or a word is uttered is stress. Kinds of stress. There are three kinds of stress. First, syllable stress. Second, word stress. Third, sentence stress. First, syllable stress. SYLLABLE stress. There is vibration in stress on syllable in English. The main points concerning it are as follow. A. There are words of two syllables with stress on the first, as doctor, sister, finish. B. There are words of two syllables with stress on the second, as again, mistake, believe. C. There are words of two syllables with stress on both, as six or teen, up or stairs, un or nouns. D. There are words of three syllables with stress on first, as photography, H or L, I or D. E. There are words of three syllables with stress on second, as dictation, tomorrow, TO/MO/RROW. F. There are words of three syllables with stress on third, as un/der/stand. G. Words of four syllables have usually the stress on the last one word, as e/du/ca/tion/. Pronunciation. H. If a word of two syllables is used as a noun and a verb, the noun will have stress on the first syllables and the verb on the second syllables. Second heading, words stress. A. Content words are stressed and structural words are not stressed. B. Nouns, adjectives, main verbs and adverbs are stressed, whereas articles, auxiliary, verb, pronunciation, preposition and conjunctions are not stressed. Third, sentence stressed. In a sentence, some words are more important than other, and this is indicated by stressing the word. Difference in stress leads to difference in the meaning. For instance, A. He is my uncle, not anyone else. B. He is my uncle, not anybody else. C. He is my uncle. Why do you doubt? B. He is my uncle, not father. Heading, rhythm. Rhythm is the musical aspect of language and makes pronunciation more appealing than it would otherwise be. According to Oxford Dictionary, rhythm is the metrical effort produced in verse, prose, music or motion by the relations in quality, stress, time or energy between the syllables, words, notes or movements and that succeed each other. Inverted comma close. When a person plays upon the harmonium, his fingers of hands move from one note to other at the regular interval. This is rhythm in music. English has stress time rhythm. It means equal time elapses, ELAPSES, between one stressed syllable and the next. It does not matter how many or how few stressed syllables may come in between. For instance, Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Second heading, intonation. The rise and fall of pitch in voice is intonation. In other words, intonation is the variation in pitch. It is one by slacking or tightening our vocal cords and the sound. In pronunciation, intonation is very important. Just a change of pitch can change the meaning. A.W. Frisby, F.R.I.S.B.Y. points out, much of the meaning of the spoken language is conveyed by the tune of which it is said. Inverted comma close. English intonation can be put in two tunes, tune first and tune second. Tune first. In this, pitch in voice is at a high level and falls down towards the end. The falling pitch is shown by the sign arrow. Examples are as follow. In assertive sentence, Ram is a good boy. Gita is a beautiful girl. B. In commands and orders, sit down, close the door. C. In interrogative sentence beginning with question word, where is Sita? What are you doing? D. In exclamatory sentences, what a pretty girl. What a nice idea. E. In questions text, when the speaker hopes the listener to agree. You are a boy, aren't you? It is a fine morning, isn't it? Tune second. In this, the pitch in voice acquires a high level at the end. The rising pitch is shown by this sign. Arrow, upar ka arrow. Examples are as follow. A. In interrogative sentences with yes or no answer. Is he arrow upar ka going? Are you arrow upar ka coming? In questions tag. You are a teacher, are not you? He is your son, isn't he? In request, do you me a favor, please? Please close the door. D. Sentences expressing doubt, protest and surprise. The girl has gone. This is not what I mean. You have returned back. Main heading, fluency. Fluency means saying word groups with no gap or hesitation in the middle. It means words should be spoken without stumbling over the sounds and sequences of sounds. Heading, pause, P-A-U-S-E. Pause means to stop for a while. In English, speakers should give a pause after a comma, full stop, etc. The pause can change the entire meaning of a sentence. as girls read nicely. Girls read nicely. Thus, for proper pronunciation, a good knowledge of sound system, stress, rhythm, intonation, fluency, and pause are needed. In the next chapter, the teaching of pronunciation is taken over. Exercise. Essay type question. First, what are the causes of defective pronunciation in English? What measures would you suggest to remove the defects in the pronunciation of pupils? Second question. What stage will you follow in the teaching of English sounds? Third question. What measures would you adopt to improve the pronunciation of your students? How far does phonetics help in this respect? Short answer type question. First, how will you teach pronunciation? Second, how will you use phonetic dictionary? Objective type question. First, language is expression of thought by means of blank. Second, pronunciation drills are the excellent means of forming correct speech. A. Sound. B. Intonation. C. Habit. D. Skills. Third, there are blank methods of teaching pronunciation. A. 3. B. 2. C. 4. D. 6. 4. The only way to learn to spell correctly is to read. A. Thoroughly. B. Repeatedly. C. Carefully. D. Immediately. Fifth question. There is an accepted Indian pronunciation of English which can be our blank standard. A. Limited. B. Accepted. C. Ultimate. D. Working.